It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I hate this mic. All right, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show. We're going to chat a little bit of Dayton Raiola. All right. Last night, led Buford High School. Again, they spent $62.2 million on their new football facility. Now, they avenged their loss that they had last year to Milton High School, who was the Georgia State champions in football, so they avenged that loss. He played, you know, pretty well under the lights on a national stage, so to speak. A lot of times there can be a lot of pressure with that. We honestly had a little bit of a hard time tracking down the stats. Your deep Google dive, easy for me to say, my deep Google dive, been a little bit challenging, but we think he had around 200 passing yards. Zero touchdowns, one INT, but he did complete a, what'd you say, 42-yard pass late that helped seal the game. Seemed to manage the offense and operate the offense really well versus a very good defense. And at one point, ended up being a PI call. But just, it was intriguing to me because he threw a 60-yard ball in the air, okay, from around their five-yard line. It ended up on the opponent's opposite side of the 50-yard line, easy for me to say, on the opposite side of the field. And it was about 60 yards in the air, so show a little bit of arm strength, which is a little bit harder to do, as you might imagine, with pads in the middle of a game than it is just standing there like some guys will do in the offseason. So I thought there were some positive things to take away from Dayton's performance. What are your thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah. So the stats that I did run down, and I think they're close, if not to correct, is 13 of 19 for 159 yards and an interception. Like you said, most importantly, the team did get the win. And it was a big win over a team with a 25-game winning streak. So that's a big deal. You know, might not have the flash of stats. And obviously, if it were up to him on ESPN, he would have thrown for 400 yards and six touchdowns. But, it was the opening to the big stadium there and had some solid moments. So I think it was a good look. Obviously, brought more attention. It's what's fun about these high school games before we get into the college football season. You know, college football fans, running football fans in general are just tuning in to see what's kind of going on. Obviously, with the Raiola name, probably brought some attention there. This was a 20-13 game. So if you can imagine, the defense led the way. They had like three picks, 16, I think, combined flags throughout it. So it's week one. That kind of happens in college football, the NFL. Everybody's, you know, you're a little bit more messy in week one than you are in midseason form, especially in high school. So maybe not a mid-year type of product, but still a good showing, I thought, for Dayton.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And obviously, again, you get to do it on national TV. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a high-pressure situation. Defending state champs, beat you the year before, 25-game winning streak, ESPN, $62 million, $2 million facility, lots of pressure. Like, that's a situation, when, especially first game of the year, where a quarterback can go in who's a very good quarterback, and they can really struggle. Because the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense, especially earlier in the year. It's easier to get caught back up to normal speed on defense than it is offense, because there's so much timing that goes into offense, where defense is so much more reactionary. So, not exactly a shootout, not the prettiest game you've ever seen, but it's pretty much exactly what I would expect game one of two high school teams. Again, they play this again in the middle of the season, probably a lot cleaner, less turnovers, less penalties. From Dayton, not a bunch of gaudy stats, but in the key moments, he made the key plays. And he did it in about as high pressure a situation as he's probably going to play in. They play a lot of good teams down there in Buford, but until the playoffs roll around, when they play this Milton team all over again, and we'll see what happens. As far, I, in a situation like this, especially game one of the year, this is why when I look ahead to Cincinnati versus Nebraska, game one, Nebraska should win. Nebraska should win by double digits, but expect some ugly football. Why? Because it's game one. Your biggest improvements are always between game one and game two. Well, 99% of the time. So that's the only thing that really makes me nervous. Plus, we don't entirely know what to expect from either team because there's so much new on both teams. Nebraska should win. We are favored by about a touchdown last time I looked, but you never know what's going to happen. When it comes back to Dayton, again, not the most gaudy numbers, but it's like, hey, man, this is about as high pressure a situation as you're going to see in high school. How can you handle that? Because that's going to tell me how you might equate and or handle a similar situation once you're in college. And that's really what I was looking for more than anything. All right, you got any final thoughts before we head to break?
Well, of course, it's always it's going to continue to be interesting to see, you know, if he can blossom, do better this year and maybe rally up a few more offers, right? Not that Nebraska would feel scared about it,
Jake,
or anything, but it is a little bit. Listen,
Jake,
his offers, again, still in 24/7. Charlotte, App State, Nebraska. And of course, there's that Jet to Mullet comparison that's always going to be there. So I'm interested. That's always going to be something that's going to be fun and interesting to follow along.
How dare you? Bad news box strikes again.
There you go.
Nah, it's all good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. We're going to react to Holgorsen, Raiola, press conferences. Also, Nebraska's going to be wearing basically all black alternate uniforms versus USC. What are our thoughts on this? Let's do this. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Give us your preemptive thoughts. Shoot us those texts. Let us know when we come back. We shall discuss further. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.